Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be honoring to you. Amen. It is those who are not church leaders in a formal sense, who've not served in an elected position or been ordained. Those of you who hear the word and feel inspired, but your inspiration does not primarily work in these walls, in this place, but rather works in the outside, wider world. We are invited to look up to you today as we read about a sent person in the visage of Philip, who is part of the next layer of folks who are being sent by the early church into places away from Jerusalem. Philip was a secondary disciple. All that means is he did not know Jesus directly. All of us are secondary disciples too. It's a person like you and me, and he has been called out to do a new thing in God's name, called out of his comfort zone and into another place to serve. Where are you being called to witness? What situations may bring to bear an opportunity for evangelism? Growing up, I was a Cub Scout for a few years, and our motto was, always be prepared. And since then, I've heard these words, surprise favors the well-prepared. Isn't that true? It was Thanksgiving week of 2006, and my wife Carrie and I were headed to Buffalo from New Jersey to celebrate with my family. We'd left late that day after serving at her church's soup kitchen till about 6 p.m. As we drove through those cold winter winds in North Jersey, I felt a bump that was not the road, but my car itself. The rear passenger side tire of my Chevy Lumina had blown. I hopped out in the near darkness and put on the spare. Next, we called Pep Boys, who stayed open late until about 8:30 to put on a brand new tire, returning the spare to the trunk. As we went through the isolated mountains of Pennsylvania, it began to snow. It continued snowing harder all the way into southern New York, and now it was 1 a.m. and snowing hard. My parents were out of town for the week in Atlanta, so we were headed to an empty house where we'd meet my brother the next afternoon. 20 miles from Buffalo, the rear driver's side tire went. The snow was about 4 or 5 inches deep and coming down hard. I didn't have good winter gear on me or even in the car with me, and now I was pulled over on the side of I-90. With 1 weak flashlight that I couldn't hold and use a jack at the same time, so Kara came out to hold the light, and trucks were buzzing by within just a couple feet. And I asked Kara to shine the light toward the trucks and alternately shine it toward the tires so I could see the lug nuts. I was so afraid of being hit. She started to cry. It was a mess. In the end, we were so thankful that we did not drive on the spare, but rather stopped earlier. I was so unhappy that I didn't have a good headlamp in the car or good gloves. You can bet those things are in the car now. Our lives bring before us chance encounters with unexpected situations all of the time. In the case of Philip, he was told to go south on what was a dangerous wilderness road. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan, robbers coming at you from in the middle of nowhere? Same idea. He didn't know what to expect, but unlike me, he was prepared for the journey. Prepared in the sense that he had with him the Holy Spirit. In verse 29, the Holy Spirit says to Philip, "Go over and join the chariot of the Ethiopian eunuch." Philip may not even be sure that they speak the same language or that he will be well received, but he trusts God. Philip has left his comfort zone and taken a deep leap of faith, knowing that God goes out ahead of him to prepare the way. What if we lived life that way? What if we lived life knowing that God has already come before us and laid a path for us to follow? Our unknown road may still seem just as mysterious, but a whole lot less daunting if we recognize that God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, has been there before us because God is ubiquitous and ever-present. What does God ask us to pack for the journey onto unknown roads? What can we do to be prepared? We can start by praying. Praying not just for protection, but also guidance and the right words to say. Those right words are not always easy, and even when we pray, we may not have those words ready. So many times in my life, before I venture out over what may be a metaphorically scary bridge, I ask God to help me say the right things. When you all have said that I have done or said the right things to you in your time of need, that was never me speaking, but the Holy Spirit using me. I invite you to pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit as you move out into challenging situations every day, especially as the world begins to open up just a little bit more in bits and pieces. Another way that Philip is prepared is that he has spent time with and in the Word of God, and he can illuminate the Scriptures for this person who does not understand. Please remember that the eunuch of the court of Queen Candace may very well be Jewish, part of an African tribe of Jews who had left Israel a few hundred centuries before this encounter on the road. But just because he may belong to a synagogue back in Africa does not mean that he understands Scripture. So too, we, like Philip, are invited to know God's Word more deeply so that we may see its relevance in our own lives as well as the lives of people around us. This being ready extends to our actions as well, and that may be where it begins. We need to practice kindness to the visitor in our midst, literally practice. I was called in once to help people learn how to do this. This shy group of folks was not even sure that it was okay to shake people's hands at church. So we practiced handshakes. We also role-played conversations to help them be ready to warmly welcome visitors to their congregation. I know handshakes are off the table right now, but there are other ways of welcoming and that are certainly available. And next week, on the 9th of May, with weather being good, we pray that we'll be back for outdoor worship again at 10 a.m. and find ways to be welcoming and hospitable in some new ways as a church. Many people witnessing our worship today may be comfortable and feel like you know the church community at Grace well, and thus you may not know what it's like to feel like an outsider, like it might have been to be the eunuch. We are comfortable and maybe even complacent in our comfort sometimes. God does want us to have comfort, especially comfort in Him, but simultaneously to be uncomfortable for God's sake. Sent out sometimes on a lonely road to meet a person whom we can barely understand. Sent out to show God's love and God's word to that person. This is not easy, but each of us is called in various ways to this mission. This mission is evangelism. Evangelism following the example of Philip from the book of Acts. Stepping out that makes us nervous, but simultaneously sheds God's light on a life who may not have seen it in a long time. This week, I invite you to follow Philip's example and be the light. It's not easy, but with God, all things are possible. Amen.